Gracias, Presidente. Just to thank those delegations that have had so many kind words to say about our efforts to support developing countries in coming up with policies to address these challenges. I'm also quite pleased to note that many of the messages that emerge from the comments, both from the panelists but also from the delegations, focus on some of the fundamental messages that ANTAR has been trying to project on these issues for many years. And just to mention one that was brought up by our distinguished panelists from the ILO, the importance of absorptive capacities. That is a fundamental direction of the work that ANTAR has been doing on the area of technology and innovation policy. And even though it's a very old message, it's still a very valid one, and I think it's very, very important that we keep that in mind. The other remark that I would like to make in closing is that we must remember that there's nothing deterministic about the impact of technology on society. When we speak about the technology or innovation being a cause for inequality, it's, in my opinion, we are blaming the wrong concept. Inequality is always and almost everywhere the result of policy choices, explicit or implicit policy choices. But policies, institutions, incentives are at the end of the day what determine what are the outcomes of the deployment of technology in society. And in that regard, our latest thinking on this issue of technology and innovation for development is that we, as a society, governments and the rest of the stakeholders at the national level but also at the global level must undertake a concerted effort to make sure the direction of innovation is a direction that is consistent with the development objectives that the global community has set for themselves. Innovation can have horrible results, but can also have wonderful results. And at the end of the day, it's for the world and for the countries and for societies to decide what kind of results are acceptable and compatible with their values and with the values that that underline the action of the international community. So with that, I just would like to reiterate that ANTAR is committed to continue to work in this direction. There has been a mention to the need for countries to understand where they are going, to do strategic planning, road mapping, foresight. That's an area of work we would like to engage very soon. And the Commission for Science and Technology for Development has made repeated calls for ANTAR to go into that direction, and that's something that we would like to continue supporting countries in their efforts. Thank you very much.